Okay, so when is the law gonna catch up with technology? I'd like to know. Because when an individual, speaking of the law, when an individual has a restraining order or an order of protection against their spouse, it doesn't cover technology. It doesn't cover emails. It doesn't cover phone calls or texts. You know, from cell phone to cell phone. Or does it? And I know from state to state, the laws are different. Living here in the state of Illinois, I know that one thing's for certain, when you get a domestic call, whoever calls first is the one that gets to stay home, and the one who didn't call is the one that goes to jail. That's usually the case. However, you know, if you hit someone, you're going, and you get domestic battery, and then there's aggravated domestic battery, but you still get 72 hours holding, and basically, you know, on a weekend, you have to wait till Monday morning before you go in front of the judge. But still, it doesn't solve that no contact if you're texting. Or better yet, how about you request that I play Word with Friends? And if you didn't hear that, I said Word with Friends because I ran over a big bump. Can you imagine if you have a restraining order against someone, a no contact order, and they send you a game request to play Word with Friends or poker or whatever? What part of no contact doesn't that person understand? And once again, the law is not really concerned with that. They're more concerned with the actual physical part of it. You know, as long as that person doesn't come within X amount of feet or yards, or, you know, same property, or harassing, stalking kind of thing. And then the other thing is text messaging. Excuse me? Why would you text someone if there's a no contact order? Or why would you go to your family, text your family, and have them text the person that filed the restraining order against you? And why doesn't the family say, you know what, I don't feel comfortable with this? And I understand, you know, the whole rejection thing, and, you know, they are family. So yeah, puts them in a hard spot. But then that goes to show the thinking of the person who went to jail. They are so selfish and so wrapped up in themselves that they don't really care about who gets stuck in the middle or who gets hurt and why. They just are more concerned with controlling the situation and eliminating their pain and suffering. Now, I'm not saying this is for everyone. This is just my experience, or my, not my personal experience, but my observation on an outsider looking into someone's situation. But it just makes me wonder. The law, I think, in some aspects needs to, in some cases, catch up with technology. Because no contact means go the fuck away and leave me alone. Not to, hey, you want to play Word with Friends with me? Even though, you know, we're legally separated and I beat you up, I think we can still play games online. Yay! Be my friend. Crazy people.